In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The life of St. Catherine Laboureil is a beautiful life, especially because of the apparitions that she had of the Virgin Mary, and because of the wonders that God has worked throughout the world through the miraculous medal. She was a simple housekeeper since she was 12 years old, when her older sister went to the convent and she was left in charge of the housework since her mother had died. After much praying, she was finally able to get permission from her father to enter the convent of the Daughters of Charity of St. Vincent de Paul, where she sanctified herself by doing the humblest jobs. She first was a cook, then a laundress, and later she was entrusted to care for the elderly in the hospice. All of her life she lived hidden, since no one knew that the Virgin Mary had appeared to her. She only told her spiritual director, making him promise that he would not reveal her identity to anyone. In this way, she went unnoticed by everyone. She looked like a normal nun, but her love for the sacramental Jesus was immense, and when she was in prayer, she was constantly staring at the image of the Virgin Mary. She distinguished herself from all the others when they prayed the Holy Rosary. Her devotion and her fervor were unique, and also her care for the poor, sick, and elderly. In times of social revolutions, when priests and nuns were persecuted to death by communal anti-clerical people, she assured all the sisters that nothing would happen to them, because the Virgin Mary had promised to protect them from all evil. And so it happened, because while the priests and nuns of other communities were assassinated, the Daughters of Charity and the Lazarist or Vincentian priests were left unharmed. Let us learn from her life to love very much the sacramental Jesus, whom she saw almost every day during the novitiate, to love Mary as she loved her without being able to hide it, and also St. Vincent de Paul and St. Louis de Marillac, her founders, and in general, through all the saints, to live heaven on earth, that is, united to all the saints and angels who live among us, and help us to the extent that we invoke them. One of her old sisters tells us, "One afternoon, I had closed all the doors in the garden and in the house with a bolt, and I took the keys to the superior. St. Catherine Laboureil had gone up to her bedroom. I had seen her. The next morning, after dressing, I went downstairs to open the doors and made sure all the sisters were in the bedroom, which surprised me when I saw St. Catherine's bed in order and empty. I went to the superior and told her, 'It is something very strange. I have not opened the doors yet, and St. Catherine is not in the bedroom. Where has she gone?' 'Look for her,' the superior told me. I looked for her everywhere, in the barn, in the cellar, and nothing. I went to the chapel, called her, and nothing. I went to the garden. The doors were closed, and I was the only one in the convent with the keys. I went to the middle of the garden, and I see her standing in front of the image of the Virgin Mary, with her hands clasped and her eyes fixed on Mary. I call her, and nothing. Once, twice, three times, and St. Catherine didn't answer me. I went to the superior and I tell her everything. She smiles and says, 'Leave her alone.' I went to the chapel and at 4:30 the door opens and St. Catherine Laboureil takes her place." Another witness tells us, "On the day of the great pilgrimage to Lourdes, it may be the year 1873, the day of the first national pilgrimage, I was porter at our house in Enghien with another sister, and St. Catherine approached us, full of joy, and recounted what was happening in Lourdes at that time. She said, 'She is the same Virgin Mary, the Immaculate. She seemed to be attending this magnificent ceremony in spirit, because how could she have spoken like this at the very moment when the events were happening?" Another witness tells us, "One day, a fire broke out in a house next to ours in Enghien. The flames licked our roof up to the steeple. I saw the servant of God in the middle of the garden, praying the rosary and saying, 'Fear nothing, everything will pass.' In fact, our house was unscathed." Another witness tells us, "In 1873, a church was built near Enghien's house. St. Catherine wanted it to be called the Immaculate Conception, but it was called St. Radegund. She felt sorry because of it, but she told me, "In spite of everything, it will be called Immaculate Conception." And St. Catherine repeated it to me several times, and I think she told other people that too. In fact, on March 28, 1877, by order of Cardinal Guibert, Archbishop of Paris, it was called the Immaculate Conception, when the same cardinal had named it St. Radegund. Another day in 1865, St. Catherine Laboure said to me, "We will leave Enghien." "Why do you say that?" I replied. Her eyes lit up and she replied, "Yes, I have seen Enghien's hospice written on a large castle." She repeated it to me several times, and it is known that the Duke of Aumale, when he became the owner of the castle of Amboise, assigned it to collect older people who are still in Enghien's house. This transfer should have been done a few months ago, when the Duke died, but the succession procedures caused the delay, and I think this is what the servant of God meant. Another witness declared, "St. Catherine attached great importance to the recitation of the Rosary. When the Rosary was prayed in common, we were all moved by the grave and pious accent with which she pronounced the words of the Hail Mary. She, who was always very humble and reserved, could not help but blame the lightness and little attention that the sisters paid when saying this beautiful and effective prayer." A sister who looked at her carefully only observed that in the prayer she did not have her eyes downcast, but permanently fixed on the image of the Virgin Mary. Normally, she did not cry, but she did cry when someone recounted events of conversions or cures obtained through the intercession of the Virgin. Or as in 1871, when she saw the evils that existed in the church and in France. Sister Amelia tells us, "One day we were all in the recreation room, and a sister said, 'The sister who says that she saw the Virgin, without a doubt she saw a painting.' And St. Catherine, who normally spoke little, answered firmly, 'My dear, the sister who saw the Virgin saw her in the flesh like you and me.' Then she got to work and the conversation changed." Some sisters observed that on all the Virgin's feast days, especially on the Immaculate Conception, she was always ill and received these illnesses as gifts from the Virgin. One year, they took her on December 8th with other sisters for a ride in a carriage, and when she got into it, she made a bad move and broke her wrist. She didn't say a word, but moments after, she was seen with a handkerchief holding her arm. The superior asked her what had happened to her, and she replied, "It is a bouquet of flowers. Every year the Virgin sends me one." She treated God like a child treats her father. To a sister who complained that she did not know what to do in her prayer, she replied, "It is very easy. I go to the chapel and speak to God. He answers me. He knows that I am there, and I wait for what I need and what He wants to give me. I am always happy. Listen to God and speak to Him. That is prayer. Do as I do, and you will see." She was certainly judged hastily by some sisters. Her alleged lack of mortification consisted of always taking a small piece of sugar, a cup of milk, or a cooked apple. One day, a sister asked St. Catherine, "Do you like sugar?" She replied, "No, but it makes me digest better because I don't have teeth." She used to go for a walk in the garden after meals, accompanied by another sister. They would go to an image of the Virgin and pray a Hail Mary together. What a Hail Mary! She echoed in the little sister's ears like a sweet melody. Sister Catherine never seemed more beautiful to her than she was at that moment. Her luminous eyes were raised to heaven, towards the Virgin, her hands were mercifully joined, and her voice reached her heart. It was a minute of heaven on earth. And when she added three times, "O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to you," her voice trembled with emotion. Her sister said to St. Catherine Laboure, "What are you looking at in the sky? You see something?" And St. Catherine replied, "Let's go for a walk." Many thanks for watching the video. Please also take a moment to enjoy these 99 Catholics videos, which share related content about our faith. And also help to support our channel by becoming a member. Details are in the description box below. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.